message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
So, and you know, tech companies, they are smart. They have learned to actually feed and run marketing on your greed and your insatiable desire. So they will do iPhone 6 that has two cameras, iPhone 7 that has four cameras. Then iPhone 8, we have another thing. So, all right. Somebody was sharing with me one time. He says the difference between Prado 2018 and 2019 is just the front light. But you have people who will work hard and work themselves out. You know, I told you last week, I said, all right, if you are laboring excessively to the point where you don't have time for God, you can't serve in church anymore because of one business you are doing. You are working yourself tirelessly out just to meet ends meet and to gather a lot of wealth. The Bible calls it sorrow. You are already piercing yourself with sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, Scripture says, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. Sorrow there means toil. It's the Greek Hebrew word epsab. All right? So it is not an healthy labor. This is not to speak low on work ethic and hard work. But don't just work hard, work smart. Amen forevermore. Contentment. Contentment. Go to Matthew 6 and verse 31. A very powerful scripture that many times it has even been bastardized. Matthew 6:31. The Bible says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Verse 32 says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Verse 3. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? It's an addition. Now, look up. There are two things I want to teach about this verse. He speaks about clothing and food, right? He says, don't worry yourself about these things. Your Father knows you have need of them. He now says, Gentiles seek for these things. Now, some people, all right, take this scripture and says, you see, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, cars will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, jets will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, millions will be added unto you. Come on, shout amen, brothers and sisters. Eh? Are you saying amen? Brothers and sisters, if you are in lack of anything in this world, just seek the kingdom first. All those things we had. Now, number one, let me tell you the problem with that theology. Number one is, if you are in lack, and then you plunge into kingdom service to get rich, it means you weren't actually seeking the kingdom first. It is that same thing you need to be actually seeking. You're only using the kingdom as a means to an end. But the kingdom search itself is an end. That's number one point that you have to get. Then number two, preachers don't preach it well. When he says all these things, he's not saying iPhone 6, iPhone 21. He's not saying all these things. There's context to the word all. Look at verse 32. He speaks about what those things are. Verse 32, give it to me. He says food. Come on, talk to me now. And clothing. He says, for after these things do the Gentiles seek. So when he says all these things, he's talking about food and clothing. He says it will be added unto you. In other words, live in contentment. Don't be overtly conscious. You know, people who are not who don't live in contentment, they are the ones that fall into the hands of 419 most. See, I have seen it happen a lot of time. I've seen it happen a lot of time. If you don't walk in contentment, that's when somebody will buy you. All right? You want to use 2,000 to make 50,000 in 24 hours. You didn't say you're wise. People just want to circumvent process. They don't want to work hard. And our youth, something is... And don't let those people deceive you online. All those music star, pop star, and don't let their lifestyle, don't let those things disturb you. Live your life, breathe. Ah. Look at that beautiful song. Only Jesus satisfies. And you see, he says, look at verse 31. He says, take no thought what we shall eat or what we shall drink or wherewith shall we be clothed. Food and clothing. Don't let it worry you. He says, because your father knows that you have need of these things. Seek you for the kingdom of God. All these things will be added unto you. And this mirrors, what Jesus is teaching here, mirrors exactly what Paul was telling Timothy. Open to 1 Timothy 6, verse 8 that we just read right now. Look at it. Notice he spoke about, don't think of what to eat, to drink, and what to be clothed with, right? It mirrors exactly what Paul was telling Timothy. Look at it in verse 8. He says, and having food and what? Raiment. Raiment is old King James word for clothes. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Can I be honest with you? Do you know why some people are holding tight to the money they have? They can't support the church. They can't support a righteous cause. Usually, it's always rooted in the desire to actually get more of what they already have. They want to buy new clothes. They want to change their phone. They want to change. So they have become so beclouded that they can't even see kingdom anymore. So they have an unhealthy relationship with money. Look at Luke 12, verse 15. Because you see, if you are just this kind of person, all right, okay, just leave. Okay, thank you. I didn't ask what you give it to me. But they that will be go back. Okay, all right. Amen. All right. Luke 12, verse 15. Can we all read Luke 12, verse 15, everybody in unison? 3, 2, go. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things. Maybe you don't understand this King James English. What he's saying is that, be careful of covetousness. The measurement of your life is not based on what you have or don't have. Don't measure your life by what you have or don't have. Let me say it again. Do not measure your life by what you have or don't have. Do not measure your life by what you have or don't have. Should I wrap it for you? Hey, bro, sis, you don't have to measure yourself by what you have or what you don't have. You have to measure yourself by what Christ says. You have to stand on your ground and say, I'm who I says. I'm going to stand and say, I'm who he says I am today. All right? Do not measure yourself by what you got or don't got. Stop chasing papers. Watch out and be on guard against all greed, because one's life is not in the abundance of his possessions. And listen, I'm not saying that you should not aspire to get higher. You know those aspire to get higher and better so that you not aspire to retire. All those, you know, you better be careful with all those motivational. Don't let anybody motivate you into, do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you should not get better. But what I'm saying is, walk in contentment. Walk in contentment. Look at 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. The Bible says, for we dare not make ourselves, this is the definition of foolishness he wants to give you now. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. He says, for we dare not make ourselves of those that compare themselves with themselves. Where is it? He says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are what? He thinks that you're wise. You're not wise. Comparing yourself. Listen, you can never be correct comparing yourself with the next person. You will never be correct because, listen, you don't have the same difficulties. You don't have the same opportunities. So you can't compare yourself with other people. Choose to be content. Walk in contentment. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So contentment is a powerful pointer to spiritual growth and by extension, a vital criterion for even choosing leaders in church. In this church, if you notice that your relationship with money is questionable, we'll just leave you and just give you some time to grow better. Because listen, this is so important in the heart of God because God is a jealous God. And he believed that if something is so powerful enough that it can compete for him in your heart, he won't let you have it. Because let me tell you something. Look, God is not just in the business of protecting us from what will harm us. He's also in the business of protecting us from the good things that we are not prepared for. That's why this training is to help you to know how to master money. You have to get the tape of all this series and listen to it again and again. We have done powerful teachings on these things. This is the sixth part. You have to learn this thing very early in life. Contentment, walk in contentment. Very important. All right. So when Paul was going to leave Ephesus, because this thing is very important to the church. When Paul was going to leave Ephesus after building the church, and he wants to install resident pastors to come and take care of the work, even though Timothy seems to be a very young guy, a teenager for that matter, he found him responsible to pastor those people. And guess what? He gave him an instruction. In fact, when he wrote a letter to him in chapter 1 of verse 3, 1 Timothy 1:3, Paul says, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia," he went for another missionary work in Macedonia, he says, "that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other" what? Say it again, that they teach no what? That they teach no other doctrine. Then in chapter 3, you know I told you that the Bible is not written in chapters. It was theologians that put chapters there and verses for reference purpose. It's a letter. How many of you went to boarding school? Have you ever written a letter to your parent and he says, "Dear Dad, chapter 1. No, it was theologians who put chapters so that we can actually, all right, give reference. Because imagine all the things I've been saying, the Bible said, you can't give reference, right? So, now, in the next two chapters, which is still the same letter, don't forget he has told him that he should charge some, that they teach no other doctrine. Then in chapter 3, he went further in verse 1. He says, this is the true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Talking about leadership now. He now says, a leader or a bishop must be blameless. Husband of one wife. Now the Yeba. Husband of one wife. Vigilant. Sober. We've done a teaching on sobriety, right? Part 1 and 2, get it. Of good behavior. I was sharing with our students yesterday. Good behavior. I've said and I'll keep saying it. All right, there was one guy, I told them yesterday, chasing one of my daughters, disturbing me on Facebook, I block him. See? A daughter I've invested for how many years? All right? I block him straight. I look at his life, I said, you. See, it doesn't matter how much of charismatic feature or excellence that you display. Character is not something you want to joke with. All right, and if you are a lady here, you just want to marry a pastor. You are looking for anybody that the guy is hot. But a good brother in church, all right, that is in sanctuary keeper among the sanctuary keepers, sweeps, diligent, respectful, honors the pastor, honors leadership. All right, speaks kindly, gentle guy. All right, he's not good enough because he's not raising the dead. You see what you are looking for. Have you seen pastors who beat their wives? Yes, sir. Better learn this thing. All right? Good behavior. And that's why in church, you must not just approach God's word, you must let God's word go through you. Yeah. Let God's word correct you. Grow in spiritual, grow in your behavior, in your character. Amen. There was one too like that. All right. Ask for friend request. Everything disturbing me. And this one is not even afraid. He wants to carry a lady among our ministers. And I went to his wall. I don't have the time, but if when it comes somebody that dealt to me, I went to his wall. I saw the thing. I say, hey, does he go to church? Doesn't go to church. No spiritual authority, nothing. I said, no, not me. Because I don't want, because by the time he marries her, I'm still the one that will still, do you know, the problem will still be coming to me. I said, no. Praise God forevermore. And I was asking that same minister, what do you think about him? Pastor, he's cute. Have you ever heard of Jumbo, my son? I said, I feel like, yeah, my money don't burn. All the assignments, what they give you. This is your, you started this church with me since when we started in 2017, you've been in this church. And then the only thing you will say about the guy is, Pastor, he's cute. Hey, you know what I did? I just called two other, I called Pastor Paul, the one other minister, a lady. I say, our sister needs prayer. I didn't say anything to her again. We were just praying for her. We prayed for her for a whole semester. This thing is serious, though. Good behavior. Giving to hospitality. Somebody say hospitality. How did the servant of Abraham found a wife for his son? When the guy got there, all right, pay attention. Oh, I didn't plan to do relationship seminar today, but are you learning something? Yes. When the guy got there, all right, how did he meet Rebecca for Isaac? How did he meet Rebecca? All right, when he got there with his camels, the first woman that, when she came out, what did she do? She said, don't worry, I'll fetch water for you and your camels. It was hospitable, not just to you, but to, you know, somebody is good to you, but it's not good to everybody around him. Yeah. He's just trying to get you with a bait. Yes. How is he treating everybody around him? The way he treated camels, say, of a truth, I have found favor before the God of my father. Because he has already sworn with Abraham. He put his hand in his sanctum. Put his hand in his thigh to swear. He says, swear before me that you will not pick one of those strange women for my son. You go to his mother's land and pick for me a wife for him. His name is Eliezer. When he got there and he got it for, you know, that's how I was able to, character, hospitality. Hospitality, apt to teach. Apt to teach means, all right, somebody who teaches and is also learning to teach can be corrected. Not giving to wine. All right, it is small boys who still argue Jesus turned water to wine. Proverbs 31 that people used to quote up and down, the virtuous woman, shut your trap. That book was written, that chapter 31 was written by a woman, a queen to her son, who is a king, King Lemuel. Some theologian says Lemuel is the nickname for King Solomon. He says, my son, these are the three things he spoke about him. He says, he gave him three instructions. He says, it is not for kings. It is not for kings to drink wine. See, I'm a social drinker. That's how it normally starts. But that's the way it starts. It is not for kings to drink wine. He says, fight for the just of the ungodly, of the children, of the needy. That means he must be somebody who supports equity and righteousness, justice. Not giving to wine, no striker, not greedy or filthy looker. See, that means it must not be said of a leader in church or a Christian at all that is somebody who, you know, if somebody speaks about somebody and they say, that guy like money. I like money. Some people think it's a compliment. It's a shame. It should not be found greedy or filthy looker. If you marry somebody who is all about money, They will do anything at the expense of the family to get money. All right? But patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Verse 4. One that ruleth well in his own house. These are criteria for choosing leader in church. All right? All right, and so on and so forth. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. All right? He's not, you can't raise, thank God, all right? Couples are rising up in this church. You raise church in this ministry. You can't say, Pastor, I don't know my son. He said, he does not like to come to morning church. How? I was at the mall, was it last year or early last year? Okay, it was January of last year. And I saw a young lady. Obviously, she should be like my age group. She should be in her early 30s, like myself. And she has a baby. So the baby saw something that was I think it was a toy or something. And then the baby just held to it. And I was like, Junior, we can't buy it. You can't buy it. We didn't have enough money. Let's go. And the child held on to it. He said, no, mommy, you must buy me this. You must buy me this. And the daddy took the baby to do like this. You must buy me this. With the big cheeks. When I was passing by, I remembered my mom. When she goes to a mall with you, and she holds you like this, and you see something that she's not going to buy, and you look at it, and she look at you. Just the look is enough. I mean, my parents, you have an uncle come to visit and they serve food. The food is not enough, but they serve the visitor plenty. And the visitor cannot finish it. And then the visitor calls you, come and join me. My mom will say, your uncle is calling you, come and eat. You know that come and eat means don't go near. Let me be sincere with you. We have to learn parenting very early. Some of you today, you are proud of the discipline that your parent has instilled in you. Pass the same to your children. Don't do parenting with 21st century. Don't copy Oyinbo. You know, be Oyinbo. Someone video like that on Instagram. Mama, if you ain't give me the shit, may I'ma call 911. And I'm like, you threaten my mom that you call 911. I will reset your brain with love. Subjection with all gravity. Sunday morning, the child will wake up early. He's ready for church because he knows daddy will go to church. It's not like you are saying, let's go to church. Mom, I don't feel like going to church today. What is it about this Jesus thing, by the way? You ask me. Praise God forevermore. We will raise godly children. Amen. Not greedy or filthy looker. So being a leader is good to desire, but if your attitude to handling money is questionable, we'll have to give you time to grow. Anointing is not enough. Sacrificial living is very important. All right? Okay, you are changing Bow Street Air every month. But we want to buy a common camera, 1.5 million, 1.45 million. We've told you that we've deposited 720K. We are looking for 680. And you have changed three Bow Street Air that cost 200K. Measure it up now. And later in church, they are singing, I love you, Lord. You lift up your hands. You don't have healthy relationship with money. That's the truth. And that's why we are teaching you. To prioritize the kingdom. Very important. All right. This is so important. I mean, if it's so important that it is a criterion for choosing leadership in church, not only in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament. Let me show you this. Open to Exodus 18, verse 21. Exodus 18, verse 21. Exodus 18, verse 21. It says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth. Can you see? Thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, Men of truth, hating covetousness. They ate it. Hating covetousness. And placed such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. HOM, ministers, pastors, rulers of tens, hundreds, and thousands. They must hate covetousness. They must fear God. So hating covetousness, living in contentment, is something that's very important. Look at what Paul speaks about himself as a pastor. In 1 Thessalonians 2, look at it. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 5. The Bible says, "For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness." Now, do you know, as a pastor, when I read this, all right, go back verse 5, that's it. He says, "For neither at any time used we," is there anybody in this church that have ever used flattery words to scoop money from you? Never. Never. Using flattery words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. And now Paul is saying, God is my witness. I have never coveted anybody's thing. And this is a man who pastors a church where there are rich people, because in this church too now there are very rich people. Say loud amen. Amen. No covetousness. It's very important. Very important. Very important. Glory to God forevermore. Let's see the book of Hebrews. The writer of Hebrews 2 says the same thing. Hebrews 13 verse 4. We're just checking scriptures. Just checking scriptures. Hebrews 13 verse 4. He says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge." Verse 5. "Let your conversation," now conversation here from the Greek word anastrophe. Anastrophe means manner of life, conduct. So, "Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content." Someone say content. Say it again. Be content. If you have just 2 weeks, and your friend has 10, don't start feeling, start throwing bad vibes. Be content with what you have. And if you can't manage wigs for long, go and get a haircut. Or do common DD. See, and if your friend is having bow straight hair and you can't afford it, buy the normal 77K or 66K. Listen, let me tell you, I'm a man. I'm not a fashionable pastor. Very fashionable. If you don't know, know now. Now you know. But as fashionable as I am, I don't, up to today, I don't know which one is bow straight hair. Once hair is fine, it's fine. We don't. Well, somebody said, "But I'm not dressing for any guy. I'm dressing for myself." And I'm, well, I understand. But will you kill yourself when you can't buy it yet? A man's life does not consist on the abundance of things which he possesses. The richest man that ever lived said it. He says, "All is vanity." You can't do better than that. It's not, look, even the look, because I talk so much about look, all right? It's not about how many things you've got. It could be 6 shirts. It's about how you undo it. There are people who have loads of clothes in their wardrobe. Tattered, smelly, not ironed. You could have 6 shirts, and the way you use it, always starched. You spray little starch, iron neat, look neat. Dressing neat is not the same thing as dressing expensive. All right? These are simple attitudes you need to learn. We spoke about frugality in full service. Get it here. Because if you walk in contentment, the Bible says contentment, godliness, is great gain. He says, "Let your manner of life be without covetousness, but be content with such things as you are, with what you have. For he had said, I will never leave nor forsake you. So you can boldly say, the Lord is my help. I will not fear what man shall do unto me." That's why you have to be contentment. You have to walk in contentment. Beg your pardon. Praise God forevermore. And see, you have to understand how life operates. Amen. This is how life operates. You can actually grow up to be David or Joseph. Now, imagine Joseph and David becoming friends. All right. Joseph would have actually aborted God's plan for his life, comparing himself with David. Because David at 17 was already an anointed king. At 17, he killed his first giant. So you could ask a friend that at his 20th birthday, he bought his first car. At 17, David already killed his first Goliath. Already becoming a PA to the president, playing harp for King Saul, driving out evil spirit. But there was a Joseph there who, the beginning of his youth age, he began with prison. In fact, it began with people that were talking about how to kill him. They put him inside pits. From pit to prison. From prison to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to prison again. From prison then to palace. So your life may not go in the trajectory that you desire. The graph is not always the same. But you will get there all the same. In your own time. So you have to know how God operates and how things operate. It doesn't have to go in your... Listen to me, church. Look up. Walk in contentment. And stop comparing yourself with others. I told them in first service, you can never be right comparing yourself with other people. And I like using this example very powerfully. Two ladies can be living together in the same room. One, probably she's the first person to go to school in her family. The other one, maybe her great-granddad was a PA to the president. Great-granddad. Then her granddad is a rich farmer, let's say Dangote. And then the dad lives in the U.S. And then, so she has a lot of cousins who have money. So she gets a lot of money. So the things she will buy at ease, if you want to compete with her, you will be buying out of stress. You don't need it. Then the problem with that is you now start calling home and you'll be lying. Hello, mom, they say we should buy handouts. How much is the handout? And your mom too will now go into excessive labor to get the money to you. Just so you can actually compete with your roomie. What a shame. Praise God forevermore. I mean, in this church, you've seen me. All right? I've never wore a three-piece suit before. Please don't record this one, all right? Three-piece suit with inner jacket, complete. I've never had the money. Relationship that you've not had for 3 months. Some of you just... all this... And that's why some people at 21, they have 50 years experience of relationship. They've had 6 boyfriends. So give it to me. All right. Forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. All right. Verse 4. He tells you in verse 4, he says, for every creature of God is good. And nothing to be rewarded. He says, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Whatever food sets before you, it could be rice. Relating to frugality, first service, I spoke, all right, you know how to cut costs, how to enjoy in your little way. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. Not that you are wearing, some people are using iPhone, whatever, all right, but your life is not... And that's how you start living beyond what is your power. But your parents are there praying they sent you to school, laboring, and you keep lying and sending, telling them you need money for handout. Handout that did not ask you to buy, you say you want to buy. Walk in contentment. Walk in contentment. Say again, say, I walk in contentment. Put your hand on your chest. Say, I walk in contentment. Say it again. Say, I walk in contentment. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we ask that this truth that we have heard will be established in it and will bring forth fruits of righteousness. And the church will shout the bigger.
Amen.
Were you blessed?
Yes.
I love you. God bless you.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 0785 66. We celebrate you.